Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 3.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. The visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Dear God, we have heeded your call and now stand before you ready to serve on behalf of our brethren. Gracious Lord, help us listen to your counsel as we fulfill our duties throughout this legislative year. You have always provided us the resources we need to address the many challenges before us. Therefore, Lord, grant us now the courage and the strength to fearlessly confront and resolve them for the benefit of all. Remind us, Lord, that if we will keep you with us and within our hearts, nothing will be impossible for us and nothing can prevail over us. So it is written, so we believe. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hanek is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for January 31st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hanek moves that the journal for January 31st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Members, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the nurse of the day. She is Cora King from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Ms. King, we welcome you. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly or to the House, the clerk will read.
State of North Carolina, Office of the Governor, the Honorable Tim Moore, Speaker of the House. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 53C-2-2, I am pleased to nominate Mr. Raymond E. Grace of the Wake County to serve as Commissioner of Banks for a term beginning on April 1st, 2019, and hereby submit his name for confirmation by the General Assembly. I am grateful for his willingness to continue this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Attached is his biographical information for your review. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
The letter is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Destin Hall, Lewis, Goodman, and McGrady, House Bill 3, Eminent Domain.
The bill is referred to the Committee on Judiciary, and if favorable, the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Setzer, House Bill 4, Claremont, Deannexation.
Bills referred to the Committee on State and Local Government, and if favorable, the Committee on Finance, and if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Adcock, Cunningham, Insko, and former Butterfield, House Bill 5, Closed the Medicaid Coverage Gap.
Bills referred to the Committee on Health, if favorable, the Committee on Appropriations, if favorable, the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Ross and Rydell, House Bill 6, Burlington Airport Lease Contract Authority.
Bills referred to the Committee on State and Local Government, and if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Corbin, House Bill 7, Graham County Occupancy Tax.
Bills referred to the Committee on State and Local Government, if favorable, the Committee on Finance, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Corbin, House Bill 8, Tri-County Community College, Neighbor State, In-State Tuition.
Bills referred to the Committee on Education, Community Colleges, if favorable, the Committee on State and Local Government, and if favorable, the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Hastings, House Bill 9, Bessemer City Charter Amendment.
Bills referred to the Committee on State and Local Government, and if favorable, the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Harrison, Terry, Morey, and Alexander. House Bill 10, Repeal 2015 Law Relating to Monuments.
Bills referred to the Committee on State and Local Government, and if favorable, the Committee on the Judiciary, and if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Rydell and Ross, House Bill 12, School Calendar Flexibility, Alamance County.
The bills are referred to the Committee on Education K-12, and if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Howard and Setzer, House Bill 13, School Calendar Flexibility, Certain Systems.
Bills referred to the Committee on Education K-12, and if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives McGrady, Torbett, Ross, and Harrison, House Bill 14, Reconstitute Various Boards of Commission.
Bills referred to the Committee on the Judiciary, and if favorable, the Committee on State and Local Government, and if favorable, the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Potts, House Bill 15, Lexington Dissolve Utilities Commission.
Bills referred to the Committee on State and Local Government, and if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Lewis, House Resolution 16, 2019 House Permanent Rules.
Bills referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Members, the Chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Mr. William Morris. Mr. Morris is a member of the Harnett County Board of Education. Mr. Morris, we're glad you're here, sir. If you would join me in welcoming this guest. Members, for your planning purposes, it was announced earlier that the House Rules Committee would meet on Monday at 3 o'clock. The chair intends to cancel that meeting and reschedule it for Tuesday at 10. The reason for the change is that we were anticipating taking up House Resolution 16, the 2019 Permanent Rules, but we've been notified that on Monday night the Senate will pass over to us the legislative appointments to the bipartisan Ethics Commission, which would also need to go to the Rules Committee. So instead of meeting on both Monday and Tuesday, we're just going to meet on Tuesday of this week. It would be anticipated that if those bills receive a favorable report from Rules, that they would be on the calendar for Wednesday of next week. Notices and announcements. Does the clerk have any? Seeing none, Representative Hennick is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 4th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15-1.
Representative Hennick moves, seconded by Representative Bowles, that the House adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 4th at 7 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
The Speaker makes the following committee appointments. Removes Representative Davis from Appropriations, Agricultural and Natural and Economic Resources, and within the Committee on Appropriation, redesignates Representative Hurley as a Vice Chair and Representative Davis as a Vice Chair.